KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly cloudy skies, occasional showers and thunderstorms, temperatures upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms late, cloudy skies mid 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies will continue with showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, chance of storms with temperatures around 62 degrees. Right now, it's 64.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Northeast Kansas City official is running for the U.S. Senate next year as a Democrat. The Kansas City Star reports that Manhattan City Commission member Usha Reddy launched her campaign yesterday and hopes to become the first Hindu to serve in the Senate. The 54-year-old Reddy is an elementary school teacher who has served on the City Commission since 2013 and is now Manhattan's mayor pro tem. Reddy is the third Democrat to launch a campaign after former federal prosecutor Barry Grissom and former U.S. Representative Nancy Boida. Democrats have not won a Senate race in Kansas since 1932. Two people were killed, two others injured in a crash near the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane. That accident happened around 1:30 yesterday afternoon and involved two vehicles. Names of the victims and details about what caused that accident have not been released. And rainfall predicted for parts of Kansas, then clearing for the second half of the holiday weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Are you ready to enter the workforce and have little or no experience? Maybe you need a career change. Are you wanting to make a living while making a difference in someone's life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're now hiring entry-level correctional officers. No experience necessary, and we'll provide a 6-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour. Benefits include health insurance, paid sick leave, vacation leave, and a retirement plan. We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. If you're over 18 and a high school grad or GED, we want to talk to you. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov. The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer. We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov and start a new career path today.
Officials and volunteers with the Kansas chapter of the American Red Cross on standby to help with disaster relief as Hurricane Dorian approaches the U.S. The storm is expected to hit Florida on Monday, intensifying to a Category 4 before it makes landfall. The governor of Florida has already declared a state of emergency. Storms rolled across Kansas last night and overnight, bringing heavy rainfall for some and strong wind gusts. Power companies across the state reporting outages due to the storm system. Area forecasters say we can expect more showers and storms this afternoon and tonight in parts of the state. Tomorrow morning will also be soggy, but conditions are expected to slowly improve, with sunshine on tap for Sunday and Labor Day, and that will lead into warmer weather as temperatures climb into the middle and upper 80s as we start next week. I'm Rick Averett with Kansas News on the Mid-America Network. Have a great Labor Day weekend.
As a stockman, you know how reassuring it is to have the right insurance coverage for your livestock when a catastrophe happens. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can customize your protection to provide the best solution for your operation. In case of lightning, fire, collision, and even theft, Blue Valley Insurance can protect you from a crippling financial loss. Contact any of our agents at Blue Valley Insurance at any of our four locations in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. State health officials reporting an outbreak of mumps in Nebraska. The Nebraska Department of Health and Human Services says in a news release that at least 30 cases of the highly contagious illness have been identified, 2.5 times the number of cases reported in the state for all of last year. Most of this year's cases occurred among people attending a wedding in northeastern Nebraska and in a workplace in southeastern Nebraska. The federal agency that administers health care to more than 2.5 million Native Americans has been plagued with problems. Money, staffing, infrastructure, health disparities, and lack of accountability have all played a part. A federal report released yesterday said things won't get better unless the Indian Health Services takes a serious look at its organizational structure. The agency recently released a 5-year plan to address access to health care, quality, management, and operators. It says change will take time. Mid-American at Work News.
Did you know that being a safe driver could save you money? Sign up for the new 4-hour AARP Smart Driver Classroom course offered here in Kansas. You'll learn safe driving strategies, and you could also save money on your auto insurance. Become a safer, more confident driver by signing up for a course today. Learn more at aarp.org/drive. That's aarp.org/drive.
Restrictions may apply. Contact your agent for savings details.
For the best certified seed breed service, choose Kramer Seed Farms. Kramer Seed Farms in Hugoton, Kansas is proud to serve wheat growers in southwest Kansas, the Oklahoma Panhandle, and southeast Colorado. They work with top seed brands such as AgriPro, Lima Grain, and Watley Seed Company to offer the best certified seed varieties for local producers. For more information on what they can do for your certified seed wheat this fall, contact Kramer Seed Farms, 620-544-1579. Kramer Seed Farms, Hugoton, Kansas.
The annual Palmer Labor Day Festival begins Saturday with a softball tournament and gun show. Softball and volleyball continue Sunday, plus a cornhole tournament and a hymn sing at St. Paul's Lutheran Church at 7. Monday, a full day of activities are planned.
We are excited about Labor Day 2019. It kicks off with the gun show Saturday and softball on the Palmer Hill. New this year is a cornhole tourney Sunday at 4. After the 5K walk run, Marlene Mormon and the Jammers will be here to entertain as you enjoy the craft show, cakewalk, car and tractor show, and bingo. After the fishing tourney, kids can enjoy inflatables, the quarter carnival, bike races, and basketball Connect 4. 11 to 1 is the fried chicken dinner along with other treats throughout the day. The 2:30 parade concludes a day of fun. Hope to see you there.
Monday's tractor and car show and the craft show begin at 9, inflatables for the kids at 10, the annual quarter carnival Monday at 10:30, with a parade that afternoon at 2:30 in Palmer. An injury accident was reported Wednesday evening, closing Highway 8 at U.S. 77 west of Barnston for a time. Cattle had strayed onto Highway 8 a quarter mile east of the intersection and were struck by a pair of vehicles traveling in opposite directions. They also struck each other as a result. One cow died, another was euthanized, and traffic was detoured for about an hour until 11 p.m. The drivers were Carol Cunningham of Barnston and Lori Barr of Liberty. Both were transported to the hospital with possible injuries, one by ambulance, the other by a family member. Another injury accident in Gage County Wednesday afternoon, shortly before 4 p.m., was reported on Highway 4 near the Homestead National Monument. Raziel Casalong of Rural Beatrice lost control after striking the median, then went into the ditch, dropping into a ravine and striking a tree, and the driver suffered minor injuries. Earlier this month in Marshall County on August 8th, multiple injuries were suffered when Mackenzie Kroger of Axtell rear-ended a tractor driven by Daniel Miller of Axtell on U.S. 36 Highway shortly before noon. Both drivers and a passenger, 4-year-old Cora Kroger, were transported to hospitals in Seneca and Marysville. Daniel Miller was later airlifted to a Lincoln hospital. August 13th, Kobe Ketter of Holmes struck a bridge rail on 18th near Ridge Road. The driver had left the scene and went home and was taken to the hospital where he was treated and released. And an accident was reported August 14th at 8th and Sutter Streets in Marysville shortly before 7 p.m. Nicholas Holly of Marysville was turning and struck a vehicle driven by Donald Sand of Marysville, who was transported to CMH, where he was treated and released.
Boyna A. Ellenbecker, age 84, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, preceded by a rosary service at 10 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Monday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Boyna Ellenbecker. Dale D. Hostinsky, age 64, of Cuba, passed away Wednesday. He was a former VOAG teacher at Marysville High School in the late 1970s, early 1980s. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30, at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in Belleville. Burial in the National Bohemian Cemetery, rural Cuba. Visitation Monday, 3 until 8 p.m. at the Tibbetts Fisher Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dale Hostinsky. Peggy A. Manning, age 68, of Greenleaf, passed away August 14th. A celebration of life service is planned this Saturday, August 31st at 11 a.m. visitation at 10 a.m. Private burial at the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral of Washington in charge of arrangements for Peggy Manning. Robert Bob L. Hayes, age 88, formerly of Deschler, passed away at Frankfort August 23rd. Graveside service is planned Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Hebron. Price Funeral Home of Hebron in charge of arrangements for Bob Hayes.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Dave here from Pony Express Auto in Marysville. After 24 years, I am retiring. Greg, my partner, will continue to offer full service. So in order for me to get to my rocking chair, we have to sell our inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs. Yes, we'll take trade-ins and we'll offer financing. Stop in or check out our inventory on our webpage, PonyExpressAuto.com. All offers will be considered and dealers are welcome. We're going to sell these to someone at some price, so it may as well be you. Help me get to my rocking chair soon.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a cluster of showers and thunderstorms making its way across the central parts of the Midwest. We also have a stationary boundary across the central into the east central parts of the Midwest, which is going to bring prolonged period of showers and thunderstorms as we head through this Friday, tonight continuing into tomorrow and lingering into tomorrow night. Otherwise, once the system moves through, we'll see dry weather as we head towards the end of the weekend and into Labor Day. So looking at the forecast for this Friday, showers and thunderstorms early, then more this afternoon, upper 70s. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, cloudy skies in the mid-60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies. We'll continue with showers and thunderstorms. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, lingering chances of storms, lows at 62. For Sunday, partly sunny skies, warmer temperatures, lower 80s, and Labor Day, mostly sunny. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature late August 87, record high on this date 110 in 1984. The average low 64 and the record low is 41 set in 1988. Sunset this evening 7:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:50. We received another 2 inches of rain last evening, the heaviest part within an hour or two. Again, 2 inches of rain last evening brings our total for the month to over 11 inches. Contrast to just under 4 inches average for the month of August. Cloudy overcast. It's 64 degrees. Winds favor the northeast. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 30th of August. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Having soft water in your home not only saves you money, but there's a lot of benefits for your body, too. Bathing in soft water leaves your skin softer and feeling clean and refreshed. Rough, dry skin naturally goes away. Colored or treated hair keeps its radiance longer. And soft water allows your razor to glide more easily across your face, reducing razor burn, and makes your razors last longer. For these and other great benefits, invest today in a Lindy Spring Water Softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca. Call 800-748-7563.
Can Coco live up to the pressure? Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. In a thrilling second-round match at the U.S. Open, Coco Gauff proved her captivating run at Wimbledon was no fluke. On ESPN, Gauff knocked out Tima Babos to move on to the third round. Right after the match, she was asked by ESPN what her thoughts were on facing defending champion Naomi Osaka.
I don't have any thoughts on it right now because I have to play doubles tomorrow with Katie, so I'm really focused on that.
She plays Osaka Saturday. To baseball, the Cubs and Mets tied in the seventh, and then this.
Yeah, the 1-2.
Swinging a drive to right field, down the line, it's got a chance, gone! Three-run homer, Victor Caratini. Cubs lead 4-1.
On WSCR, the Cubs rally for a 4-1 win and a three-game sweep of the Mets. This is ABC Sports. College football is back, and the Clemson Tigers started their season against the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets in dominating fashion.
Lawrence back behind him into his right-hand side. That's ETN, and delay handoff to ETN. And ETN up the left hash, bounces it outside, gets to the numbers at the 20, 25, 30. Up the sideline he goes, 40, 45, 50. He's on his way. Nobody between him but green grass, and he goes 90 for a touchdown.
On the Clemson Tigers radio network, Clemson opened with a 52-14 pounding of Georgia Tech. Travis Etienne ran for a career-high 205 yards and three touchdowns. Back to baseball, the Diamondbacks continue their winning streak against the Dodgers with the help of Eduardo Escobar.
Pitch, fly ball, getting into deep right center field. Back of the warning track, back of the wall. It is gone into the pool. Three-run homer, Escobar.
On KTAR, Arizona wins 11-5 over the National League West leading Dodgers. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
Catch the area game of the week. Diller Odell at Southern. Kickoff at 7 live on KNDY FM 95.5. High school football action on air, online, and on our mobile app.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. President Trump says the farmers will be so happy when they see what the White House is doing for ethanol. In a tweet, Trump said it's going to be a giant package. Get ready. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue at the Farm Progress Show this week said President Trump would announce details in the next couple of weeks. And Perdue declined to offer many details other than he pushed for easier access to higher blends of biofuels. Trump says that while the package will be welcomed by farmers, it also saved the small refiners from certain closing. Ethanol groups have charged that small refiner waivers are killing demand for biofuels because they exempt refiners from complying with the volume requirements in the renewable fuel standard. The EPA recently announced 31 waivers to small refiners in 2020. In the last year of the Obama administration, the EPA just issued 7 waivers. Trump held several White House meetings with cabinet members over the last couple of weeks working on a mitigation package. Excessive spring rains, trade disputes, and African swine fever disrupting agriculture markets in 2019. Despite reducing 2019 U.S. corn and soybean production prospects, prices for many commodities are under downward pressure because of the many factors that have been weakening demand. Economists with the Food and Ag Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri just released the update of its baseline price report. Assuming a return to more normal weather conditions in 2020, projected corn and soybean production should rebound, according to researcher Pat Westhoff. Projected 2020-21 marketing year average price for corn fell to $3.39 a bushel. Soybean prices to $7.94 a bushel. This year's update was prepared the week of August 19th, so policies in place at that time included China's 25% regulatory tariff on U.S. soybeans and other farm products, also assumed to remain in place. The update uses 2019 acreage, yield, and production estimates included in USDA's August 29 crop production report. That's Ag News. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News on the Mid-America Ag Network. Good Friday, I'm Sam Speck. The recently announced United States-Japan trade deal and the potential for USMCA passage before the end of the year are bright spots on the agricultural trade front. Trade negotiations by the United States offer hope to improve export market access. According to the American Farm Bureau Federation, Dave Salmonson of the AFBF Senior Congressional Relations Director says the recent agreement announced between the United States and Japan is different from the Trans-Pacific Partnership and can quickly go into effect, benefiting the farmers.
This is a deal, not a full-blown trade agreement. There's always work to go to fill in the details, and we'll look forward to see exactly what comes out when we see what the final deal is. This does not require congressional action. The U.S. isn't really doing anything that requires changes in our laws. So this can go forward once it's signed and there's an effective date. That's when it goes into action.
However, a new round of Chinese tariffs announced last week signals more trouble for agriculture. Salmonson says that is critical to continue negotiations.
We don't like adding more tariffs, that's for sure. And this is put on top of tariffs we already have. It just means it's harder to get U.S. product into China, and it's just more reason for them to look elsewhere. It's not the direction we want to go. We want to see this be the subject of negotiations.
Salmonson says things are looking very good for the United States-Mexico-Canada agreement.
I think the momentum is very good. Going into the recess, there's been a lot of contact out in the countryside. And I know the work has continued here in town for the relevant committees on the Hill to work out the issues. And I think we feel very good that the support is there. And if we can work through these issues, we can get the implementing bill sent up to the Hill and get it to the floor and get a vote this fall.
With your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Sam Spack.
You know how you miss your summer vacation as soon as it ends? Well, that's how you're going to feel if you miss the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event. Because like a summer vacation, the great offers from Ford, America's best-selling brand, are coming to an end. And if you miss it, you'll miss out on all the great times you can have in an awesome Ford vehicle and the incredible savings. So don't. It's the final days of the Ford Hurry Up and Save sales event going on now at your local Ford dealer through September 3rd. America's best-selling brand based on 2018 calendar year sales.
When vehicle manufacturers throw around the word rebate, we almost become numb to it. But when the federal government uses the word rebate, we all pay attention. This is John Sidorek with Heartland Avionics at the Augusta Municipal Airport. And right now, the federal government is offering a rebate of $500 for your ADS-B installation. Call for details and to schedule an appointment at Heartland Avionics, 316-733-4060.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Well, your crops in the fields may not be looking as great as you had hoped they would at this time of year, but perhaps your farm lawn is doing okay. But if it isn't, and you need to reseed, some thoughts about which seeds to select after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Our lawn expert, our ornamental horticulturalist, is Jim Fazell, and he's talking today about what to do if you need to reseed your lawn and the varieties of seeds to choose from.
If you go to the seed store, you're going to find that most of the blends of seed grass that's used for sunny areas in particular are something like 50% Kentucky bluegrass blends, and it might have three or four different varieties, plus turf-type perennial ryegrass, and these have names as well. They're named varieties that have been selected, so they blend well with Kentucky bluegrass. In fact, if you have a lawn that's 100% perennial ryegrass, unless you know what to look for, you might just assume that that's actually bluegrass. So they grow very much the same. They are resistant to a couple of different diseases, some that the bluegrass get, ryegrass doesn't get, and so forth. So it's a good idea to have that blend. Now, if you have a shaded area, a good idea would be to get a shade mix, and if you look at the label, you'll find that it has a variety called Creeping Red Fescue in it. This is a fine-leafed grass that grows very well in the shade. Same color as Kentucky bluegrass and perennial ryegrass, but it tolerates some of these conditions that those two grasses would not tolerate. Now, when you get everything done, especially when you've got the full lawn redone, this time of year I like to put one of these fiber mats over the top of it or straw so that you have maybe 50% shade. When you get that down, you want to water the whole thing, and you want to keep it moist but not wet. Now, if you keep it too wet, you're going to have a problem with Pythium, which is a fungus disease that comes in. And you certainly want to water early in the day so that the thing dries off fairly well by nightfall. Now, for sodding, after you've stripped off the lawn, you do need to loosen the soil, put down a starter fertilizer, moisten, and then lay the sod. Now, sod that you get needs to be fresh. It needs to have been grown on the same kind of soil as is in your yard. And it needs to be put down the day that you get it. You don't want it to sit around because it will heat in the rolls and it will deteriorate. And when you roll it out, you'll find it's already yellow. You don't want that. Now, after you get it down, it's a good idea to roll it so that you have good contact between the sod itself and the soil underneath it. Not a heavy roller, but a light roller just to get the sod pushed down where it belongs. And then go ahead and begin your watering.
Jim Fazell, our ornamental horticulturalist. Back after this.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio. a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
729 from KNDY. Cloudy, 64 degrees this morning. Cooler high in the middle 70s today. Can't rule out another round of showers, thundershowers, Friday into Saturday. We had 2 inches of rain in our rain gauge last night. The bulk of that fell within about a two-hour period. Again, chances for scattered thunderstorms off and on into the weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. The Green Bay Packers beat the Chiefs 27-20 last night to wrap up the preseason. The Chiefs end the preseason with a 1-3 record. Now the Chiefs set their sights toward the real deal. They open up the regular season September 8th against the Jaguars. Chiefs backup quarterbacks Chase Litton and Kyle Shurmur each played a half against the Packers. Shurmur's final stat line was 14-20 for 143 yards and threw one touchdown and one interception. Litton went 11-19 for 62 yards and one touchdown. Jurickson Profar homered and drove in 3 runs. Seth Brown added 2 RBIs, and the Oakland A's held off the Kansas City Royals 9-8 yesterday to cap a 4-game series victory. Up next for the Royals, they'll host the Baltimore Orioles tonight in the first game of a 3-game series. First pitch from Kauffman Stadium is set for 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you ready to enter the workforce and have little or no experience? Maybe you need a career change. Are you wanting to make a living while making a difference in someone's life? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the El Dorado Correctional Facility is just the place for you. We're now hiring entry-level correctional officers. No experience necessary, and we'll provide a 6-week paid training program to start you on a career path with the Kansas Department of Corrections. We offer a competitive wage of $18.26 an hour. Benefits include health insurance, paid sick leave, vacation leave, and a retirement plan. We're seeking highly motivated individuals ready to accept the challenge of a unique and rewarding profession. If you're over 18 and a high school grad or GED, we want to talk to you. Please go to our Facebook page or submit an application at jobs.ks.gov. The El Dorado Correctional Facility is an equal opportunity employer. We certainly provide preference to current or former military service members. Again, find us on Facebook or go online to jobs.ks.gov and start a new career path today.
We hear about Hurricane Dorian and how it set its sights on Florida landfall by about Monday afternoon. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says Florida State's first game of the season is being relocated.
I've also been in contact with President of Florida State, John Thrasher. As many of you know, there's a football game scheduled for Saturday night, a big game against Boise State in Jacksonville. Well, given Jacksonville's location, given the uncertainty of this storm, they've looked for ways to figure out how they can accommodate that. And so I think they're going to go forward with the game, but they're not going to do it in Jacksonville. They're going to do the game in Tallahassee.
Along Florida's East Coast, many residents have already begun flocking to grocery stores and gas stations, stocking up before the storm. College football tonight, the K-State Wildcats versus the NC State Wolfpack. Tomorrow, it's the Kansas Jayhawks taking on the Indiana State Sycamores. Mid-America Network Sports.
Nebraska high school football teams kick off the season Friday. Our Friday feature game, Diller Odell at Southern. 6:45 pregame, 7 o'clock kickoff, live on FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app. Kansas high school football teams have scrimmages Friday and will kick the season off next week. College action begins Saturday. Kansas Jayhawks at 11 on FM 95.5. Kansas State Wildcats at 6 on AM 1570, FM 94.1.
Have you grown some super-sized veggies this year? Think you might have a record breaker? We will take a look at your competition on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, August 30th, the 242nd day of the year. Baseball slugger Ted Williams was born on this day, and in 1967, Thurgood Marshall was confirmed as a Supreme Court Justice. Here's a fun look at the largest vegetables on record. 2 years ago, a Minnesota man harvested a 22-pound, 7-ounce carrot. The heaviest watermelon on record is nothing to spit at. It was a 350-pounder grown in Tennessee. Great Britain takes the gold for the biggest potato, nearly 11 pounds. And the title for the greatest pumpkin is currently held by a Belgian farmer. His car-sized melon weighed in at over 2,600 pounds. The giant veggies won't win any taste tests, though. Breeding for size alone often means an underwhelming taste component. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
KNDY.
A stray bullet and a mama cries. Her baby won't be coming home tonight. Sirens screaming down the avenue. Just another story on the evening news. Oh. Politics and prejudice, how the hell did it ever come to this? When everybody